Baz and Ali.
Wednesday already.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we missed a day.
Well, we didn't, but a lot of other people did.
Oh, that's right, Monday.
With the public holiday.
Uh-huh. Penge.
Right. How do you spell that?
P-E-E-N-G-E.
And what are my options?
You know it.
I don't. I'm just not going to get into how it sounds. I thought we'd move on quickly.
Okay. Is it to whine or complain? You'll probably pick that because it's got wine in it. Is it B, to cut into identical shapes? Or C, is to penge, to tighten?
To what?
Tighten.
What does that mean?
Tighten up. Tighten up a bolt or a screw.
Oh, I'm thinking of like Titan, the god. I'm like, what? To tighten? What's going on here? Yeah, interesting. I don't think it's to whine because that's to whinge, right?
Right.
So you've tried to fool me there, I think. So B or C, to tighten, not the god, or to cut into identical shapes, penge. I'm just going to go with B.
To cut into identical shapes?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with that one.
You sure it's not to tighten?
It could very well be.
But it's definitely not to whine or complain.
I don't know. That's what I've gone with, B.
Okay. Had you said to tighten...
Uh-huh.
You would have been wrong.
Yes.
Had you said to whine or complain,
uh-huh,
you would have been right.
So that's what it is.
That's what it
is. To penge is to whine.
Or complain.
That's great.
Gotcha.
Just sounds the same as whinger.
So why didn't you pick it?
Because it seemed too obvious.
Right.
Mm.
Ah, if it's too obvious, Ali might pick it. Note to self. Make it
obvious. Don't make
obvious.
Notes to self out loud, because then I'm going to jump on the fact you're making that note.
Note to self, don't make notes out loud. Right. Anyway, another hard word tomorrow right here at The Wave.